With the evidence of change already growing, the potential consequences of sea level rise around San Francisco Bay are getting increased attention. Sam Schuckett, executive officer of the California Coastal Conservancy, says that one measure to blunt the impacts of higher tides is wetlands restoration.
Recently, a group of 200 scientists released what's called the Bayland Goals Habitat Update Report. And it looked at the question of sea level rise and wetland restoration and concluded that as long as we get started now and get things rolling in the next several decades, we can meet an ultimate goal of about 100,000 acres of wetlands around the bay and expect them to be able to keep pace with sea level rise at least through the end of the century.
Letitia Grenier from the San Francisco Estuary Institute was the lead science author on that 2015 report, which updated an earlier study from 1999. She notes that a huge portion of the Bay Area's wetlands have disappeared over the past century.
There were 190,000 acres around 1800. And then with the development of the Bay Area, by 1998, we were down to 40,000 acres. That's when this team of scientists came together for the 1999 report and decided that in order to achieve a healthy bay that could be self-sustaining and support endangered species and protect people and all that, we needed 100,000 acres of tidal marsh. So that meant that 60,000 acres needed to be restored.
And over the following 15 years, she says, progress was made.
If you look at everything that's been purchased for restoration or restored already, we're looking at 72,000 acres that are kind of already in the pipeline to be restored, and that would only leave 28,000 that need to be acquired and restored in the future to get to that 100,000 acre goal.
But during that same interval, an important natural element has run short, the silt being carried into the bay by the Sacramento River.
We used to have a very high sediment supply because of gold mining in the Sierras way back in 1850 and some ways that we used the land. And very recently, that big supply of sediment has gone down quite a bit. So now we're looking at a very low sediment supply right at this time when we're also facing acceleration in sea level rise in a few decades.
That's compounded, she says, by modern management practices on other smaller waterways that enter the bay.
Nowadays, a lot of our silt is trapped behind dams. It's trapped in flood control channels. A lot of our stream banks don't erode anymore because they've been riprapped or concrete placed on them. So the ways that we've developed the watershed have blocked a lot of the sediment flow, and then we've also controlled the way that the flows go down our streams. So instead of letting those high flows happen, we've regulated flows, and then you don't have the force of water that's needed to push the sediment to the baylands.
The good news, Grenier says, is that at least some of these physical barriers can be modified or removed. And it's also possible to recapture the sediment that is regularly dredged from the bay floor and apply that to wetland areas rather than sending it out to sea. The biggest obstacle, predictably, is cost.
That's an ongoing struggle. In fact, it's our primary barrier right now. One thing we can do is make that case that this is a really important place and we really need more federal money coming in to help protect the shore. The other thing is the community has organized itself to put a parcel tax measure on the ballot, and that would raise about $500 million over 20 years. It's about a third of the estimated total to do all the restoration that's necessary to get to our 100,000-acre goal.
We'll examine that proposal and what it hopes to accomplish in our next segment. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.